This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Let's talk a little bit about the debate, shall we, just me and you? The short version of this is that Biden did well if one ignored that almost every other statement he made was a lie or a fantasy. Trump dominated him. Trump came out hot. And I know there's some people saying he came out too hot. I don't... We're in combat. We're in ideological combat that is devolving into physical combat. I don't know if you can come out too hot. But, some people are saying he came out a little too aggressive. And Chris Wallace may be the worst and most obviously biased moderator since Candy Crowley. But, significantly, each of them both made a very critical point. Biden's was a tacit admission that if he's elected president, he will preside over the end of the filibuster, allowing Democrats to pack the courts and add two new Democrat-majority states. Trump's point is that he's holding damning evidence about the Democrats' coup attempt. And what we know about that, what I've heard about this so far, when I say what we know, but this is stuff that is emerging out there. I haven't corroborated it yet, but what I'm hearing is that Hillary engineered all of this, and the Obama administration, meaning the Obama-Biden administration, was briefed on it. But let's start with Biden, who's squirming on court packing and the filibuster promises the end of the American experiment. Chris Wallace, in one of the few tough questions he posed to Biden, said this. So my question to you is, you have refused in the past to talk about it. Are you willing to tell the American people tonight whether or not you will support either ending the filibuster or packing the court? And Biden refused to answer, something that Trump quickly challenged. But here's the colloquy. Biden, whatever position I take on that, that'll become the issue. The issue is that the American people should speak. You should go out and vote. You're voting now. Vote and let your senators know how strongly you feel. Trump, are you going to pack the court? Biden, vote now. Trump, are you going to pack the court? Biden, make sure you in fact let people know, your senators. Trump, he doesn't want to answer the question. Biden, I'm not going to answer the question. Trump, why wouldn't you answer that question? You want to put a lot of new Supreme Court justices, radical left? Biden, will you shut up, man? Trump, listen, who's on your list, Joe? Who's on your list? Wallace. Gentlemen, I think we've ended this. Biden, this is so unpresidential. Trump, he's going to pack the court. He's not going to give a list. You can see that Biden made a bunch of nonsense statements to avoid answering whether he will preserve the filibuster in the Supreme Court's current system of 9 justices. And shamefully, Wallace let him get away with not answering. And, I've never been asked to do this. I have seen a couple of radio hosts that I know moderate a debate. I've always thought of a moderator of a debate as someone who is... they're supposed to be putting out an interrogatory in the debate to start with a point, and then the debate opponent gets to make a counterpoint, which that's not what happens in presidential debates. Now, presidential debates are a different thing altogether. But Wallace was Candy Crowley light, which is bad. So... Wallace surely understands that Biden's handlers plan to end the filibuster so they can pack the court and add D.C. and Puerto Rico as states. And packing the court is the end of the republic, as we know it. It means the Supreme Court will be a political body that will exist solely to put its, imprimatur on Democrat policies. And for those who say, well, if they pack the court, then Republicans will pack it more when they're in power, that's sadly foolish. We don't need to be doing this kind of thing where we keep going back and forth and one day we wake up and we have a Supreme Court with 76 justices in it. If Democrats pack the court, there will be no more Republicans. The whole Democratic Republic will be over. Once Democrats pack the court, they will never again need to persuade you to support their policies. One of their first policies in this new era will be to add hard left Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico as the 51st and 52nd American state. That means four more Democrat Senate votes and a permanent Democrat Party majority. Because the hard left Democrats, they view the American political system the same way the Turkish president Recep Tayyip Erdogan viewed democracy before becoming a dictator for life. Democracy is like a train. We shall get out when we arrive at the station we want. And this time around, once the Democrats win, they will change the rules so they can never lose again. So heed that warning. If Biden wins, the constitutional America is gone. We will be a socialist country. And if you don't believe it, just go read the Democrat platform. They're not hiding their goals. They are fully engaged at this time. The mask is off. Trump does have aces up his sleeve. When the subject of a transition came up, based on Biden's assumption that he will win, Trump stated that he'd been denied a transition period and said there was a coup attempt. And he pointed out, there was no transition because they came after me trying to do a coup. They came after me spying on my campaign. They started from the day I won and even before I won. From the day I came down the escalator with our first lady, they were a disaster. They were a disgrace to our country, and we've caught them. We've caught them all. We've got them all on tape. We've caught them all. Now, maybe Trump is exaggerating, but I don't think so. And maybe he's going to keep that evidence secret, but I don't think that either. My guess is that this October, which is tomorrow, the Trump administration is going to release one piece of evidence after another showing that the Democrat Party, from Hillary to Obama, from the FBI to the CIA to the DOJ and everywhere in between, engaged in a massive, seditious conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2016 election. And the information cascade has already begun with the release of DNI John Ratcliffe's letter about Hillary's conceiving of the Russia hoax. In sum, amidst all the sound and fury of the debate, these two important points emerged. If he wins, Biden will almost certainly sign off on ending the filibuster to pack the courts and add two new states for a permanent Democrat majority that will leave the Constitution behind. And two, Trump has announced that he's about to reveal that the Democrats, from Obama on down, engaged in a coup against an American president. Now, if you voted for Trump, this party, this administration, which Biden was a part of, they didn't like that democratic process that they rave so much about. They don't care about disenfranchising you, which they rave so much about. We can't disenfranchise not one voter. Already in Pennsylvania, they're throwing away ballots. They're doing all this other stuff. This is the ball game, people. This is not something where, you know, we're going to get to, say, well, we'll get them in four more years. We won't be doing that. We won't be. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm not one of these guys that gets out there and says it will be over. It will be over in a different way. Simply because I think this would foment a civil war. They're definitely going to come after guns. They're going to try to do, you know, we've already talked about the PLCAA, how they've decided that's unconstitutional in Pennsylvania. They got a lot of things going on that they want to do that would mean the end of the Constitutional Republic. In order for them to make it stick, they got to take guns away from me and you. And when they come for that, what's behind that, if they're successful, is just, you know, welcome to Ameriski, I guess, something. That's their goal. That's their plan. Think about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. In 2016, the polls were wrong. And, you know, looking at the pollsters today, where they come up with some of the most outrageous stuff out there that I can possibly imagine. You know, one of the reasons Hillary Clinton lost was she didn't campaign. She didn't go to certain places where she had to go. She wasn't very likable, right? Now, I don't know how likable Joe Biden is. He doesn't seem to be very likable. He seems to be quite combative. And, you know, he, all the stuff that he talks about is primarily a projection. You know, while he's out there saying the president does this to the troops, he's the one calling them, you know, saying laugh, you know, clap at that, you ignorant blanks, you know, that kind of thing. So, in 2020, there are some subtle indications that the polls, almost all of which have Biden in the lead, will be wrong again. And these are subtle, but they still resonate. The latest subtle indicators are a viral video from a black man who sees his economic salvation in a Trump economy, and a Bret Stephens article in the New York Times recounting his interview with a lesbian who has confessed that she is a secret Trump voter. Now, the first thing I should tell you is that if you are obsessing over any of these talking heads on cable news, don't. Rachel Maddow, for example. I mean, Rachel Maddow, as far as podcasts, a lot of people listen to her. And she's nothing. And the same is true for the other cable news hosts. The real energy is in the podcasts and the video shows that are run not by the major networks. And there's this guy named Tim Pool. He's one of the people who brings in this new energy to the political debate. And like many thoughtful young people who weren't ready to toe the Democrat Party line, he started agnostic and ended up approving of Trump. One of the people that listens to Tim Pool on his podcast is a man named Gary Lamb. And Lamb uploaded a viral video in which he thanks Pool for opening his eyes to the lies of the left and enabling him to embrace the benefits flowing from a Trump presidency. And it's worth watching the entire 9 minutes. Lamb is a man who's had a tremendously hard life, but has always held on to his moral core. He was losing hope, though. And it was the Trump presidency, especially the Trump economy, that saved him. And Mr. Lamb is not the only decent, hardworking man out there who's never benefited from the Democrats' endlessly broken promises, only to see his world improve because Trump kept his word. Lamb is the living embodiment of Jane Carville's dictum, printed on everything in Bill Clinton's campaign headquarters, that it's the economy, stupid. Outside of elite leftist enclaves, people vote for economic improvements in their lives, which has happened. Meanwhile, Bret Stephens, a never-Trumper, who ended up at the New York Times, interviewed a New York resident identified only as Chris, and Chris's other identifier is that she is a lesbian. As a lesbian in New York City, Chris should be a Biden voter, but she's not. Very deep in the closet because she knows that the abuse she would receive from her for her political views is worse than anything that she would receive for her sexual orientation, Chris is voting for Trump. And her metrics are very, very simple. Her 401k plan went up 19.6% before the lockdown, and her gas prices have dropped. She doesn't care about what's going on in the world. She cares about what's going on in her own personal economy. She does not have the warm and fuzzies about Obamacare. She had private insurance when ACA became law, and like most people in the private insurance market, her insurance became too expensive, so she couldn't keep the insurer she liked. Adding insult to injury, Chris couldn't even get onto the Obamacare website. Chris approves of Trump playing the panic down early in the Wuhan virus because that was necessary to counteract the media's predictions. And she's also impressed that while the predictions were that 2 million Americans would die, only 200,000 have. Most of all, she's horrified by what Mayor Bill de Blasio has done to her neighborhood. She's watching leftism in action, complete with New York City streets being given over to the homeless, the mentally ill, and the criminal, and she doesn't like it. Stevens quotes Chris's take on de Blasio, "I can't put into words how inept this guy is." A realist, Chris doesn't care if Trump said grab him by the blank. Chris understands that he was right when he said that gold diggers would take it. She was also disgusted by the media thinks, you know, Christine Blasey Fraud was lying about Kavanaugh. She believes correctly that Hillary's behind the Russia hoax and likes having Trump stand up to Iran. She does believe the Fine People hoax, but she doesn't care. And she's completely unimpressed by the Democrats. She discounts Biden as weak and Harris as a weather vane, incapable of holding a grown-up position. What you have here are a black American man, a female American lesbian, who are critical thinkers. They're free thinkers. They think for themselves. They do not fall for that which they see on the magical box. For them, the rhetoric and the labels are irrelevant. People want their lives to improve. And for 4 years, both of these people have seen Trump do one thing after another to improve their lives. Under his aegis, the economy improved for everyone. Neither is concerned with the world beyond America's borders. They're probably aware of it and pleased that Trump sees be bringing peace to the Middle East, Central Europe, and the Korean Peninsula. I know the leftist drumbeat is loud. And I know that they're trying to make you once again think that this is inevitable. But we thought that before. And we thought it with a more formidable candidate in Hillary Clinton, because at least she's semi-cognitive. These two Americans are putting aside what they hear and what they see. And they are focusing on the essentials, because guess what? That's what's been taken away in this COVID riot era. The economy and law and order. Everything else is an issue. That these are all luxuries for leftist college grads who have too much time and money. They're living life. And the best way to live life is to have a government that paves the way to make everything up to you and then gets out of your way. You can be what you want to be. A lot of people are paying attention to that. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are heading back to the campaign trail today, hours after clashing in Ohio in their first debate. Biden, campaigning outside Cleveland, Ohio, says the president doesn't understand the struggles of everyday Americans.
Does he care? Has he tried to walk in your shoes to understand what's going on in your life?
President Trump heading to Minnesota, first for a fundraiser, then for a campaign rally in Duluth. Former FBI Director James Comey testified to Congress he didn't know or remember about 20 times when questioned about issues regarding the investigation into supposed Trump campaign collusion with Russia. Comey was in charge of the probe from 2016 to 2017. Comey also said he didn't know about Carter Page's relationship with the CIA. This is USA Radio News. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin met on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. They were discussing a possible coronavirus bill. Both sides say progress was made, but an agreement was still not reached. The Treasury Secretary telling CNBC,
I hope we can get something done because, as you said, there are clearly still businesses out there, small businesses that are impacted. We need more money for kids going to school. We need liability protection for small businesses to open the economy.
Trade and Manufacturing Policy Director Peter Navarro says the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic has been done in Trump time. Navarro telling MSNBC,
we've had what I call the four-vector attack strategy. It's domestic production of our PPE. It's dramatic expansion of the testing. It's the development of therapeutics like convalescent plasma and remdesivir, and it's also the vaccine development.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Is Lock and Load. FBI crime report is out. Armed private citizens this year, or this, let's see, for 2019. Armed private citizens fatally shot 334 people last year, continuing a gradual upward trend in the United States, while the number of justifiable homicides by police declined and murders also dropped inexplicably, including those involving firearms, according to the FBI Uniform Crime Report for 2019. This was released day before yesterday, but was overshadowed by presidential politics. The 334 criminal suspects killed by private citizens equals the number killed by police. This is significant. This is an indicator of the Ferguson effect in play. This is a problem. this is an indicator that policing is falling back. And while police reportedly committed 340 justifiable homicides in 2019. Private citizens killed 386 suspected felons during the commission of a felony, the FBI said. Justifiable homicide in 2019, total 386, total firearms, 334, 237 with handguns, 16 with rifles, 8 with shotguns, firearms type not stated, 73. The annual FBI UCR traditionally is released on the last Monday in September, showing data for the previous full year. There are plenty of breakdowns in the report, including state-by-state homicide breakdowns, type of weapons used, comparisons with previous years, and reports from individual cities. In 2019, the FBI said in a news release, violent crime was down 0.5% from the 2018 number. Property crimes dropped 4.1%, marking the 17th consecutive year the collective estimates for these offenses declined. And interestingly, while homicides declined last year, gun ownership continued to rise. The 2019 UCR tends to refute the long-running argument that more guns will result in more violent crime, an argument that has been repeated over the years in an attempt to justify more gun control demands. Data for this year will not be available until September 2021, and it will be scrutinized with an eye on how this year's COVID-19 pandemic shutdown affected murder and assault cases. But once again, data shows a fraction of all homicides were committed with rifles of any kind or shotguns. According to the FBI, last year saw an estimated total of 13,927 murders, of which 10,258 involved firearms. Of all of those slayings, rifles of any kind, including semi-autos, were identified as the murder weapon in only 364 cases. Shotguns were identified as the weapon of choice in 200 other cases. Now, once again, this is significant, because if we look at these 10,258, right, we know that 84% of those, historically, probably took place due to a bad drug deal. We know that half of them were young black men that are in gangs, killed by the another half that are in gangs as well. So when you start taking them and breaking them down, it turns into something altogether different. Total murder victims for 2019, 13,927. Total firearms, 10,258. Handguns, 63, 68. Rifles, 364. Shotguns, 2,000. Other guns are type not stated, 3,326. Knives or cutting instruments, 1,476. Blunt objects, clubs, hammers, 397. Personal weapons, hands, fists, feet, etc., 597. So, blunt instruments, knives, and just being beat to death with somebody punching you to death, outnumbered rifles. In 2018, we had 10,445 gun-related slayings a year, in which the total number of homicides was 14,446. And that year, 305 people were killed with rifles of any kind, while shotguns accounted for 237 more. But what do we know about rifles? Why did the rifles go up? Well, there were 16 people killed with rifles in self-defense, justifiable homicide, in 2019, compared to only 6 in 2018. So that ticks things up a little bit. So we are still going down. The news, this is not good for the gun prohibition lobby, because once again, far more people were murdered with knives or blunt instruments that were killed with rifles, including so-called semi-automatic assault rifles. You have a better chance of being stomped or beaten to death by somebody than you're being shot by an AR-15. And as in the past, the number of gun-related murders did not specifically identify the weapon. In 2019, there were at least 3,281 slayings committed with firearms not identified. In 2018, there was 3,056. Handguns are still the favorite firearm for personal defense, according to the new FBI UCR data. In 2019, armed citizens stopped 237 criminals with handguns, 16 more with rifles, 8 with shotguns. Likewise, police officers used handguns 248 times to stop criminals, 32 more shootings were done with rifles, and only 2 were killed with shotguns. Historically, the number of murders has gone up and down. In 2016, FBI data shows there was 15,355 total slayings. So this is a decline from the Obama years, in the short span of 3 years, of 1,428 homicides. California reported the most murders, 1,679, with Texas reporting 1,379. Golden State Killers used firearms in 1,142 of last year's slayings, with the overwhelming choice of handguns, 762, to stop confrontations. Down in Texas, 1,064 people fell to handguns, another 72 to rifles, and 28 to shotguns. According to the FBI, UCR, of the 18,667 federal, state, county, city, university, and college and tribal agencies eligible to participate in the UCR program, 16,554 submitted data in 2019. So, translation, while the FBI data may not be complete, it does paint an improving picture in a country where this year saw at least 5 million new gun owners due to the coronavirus outbreak and the long-running civil disturbances. And now, we have fresh data from a reliable source to use against the gun prohibition lobby. Trump can use this in his campaign. This information could come in handy during a 2021 legislative session when lawmakers might get a chance to consider a new wave of gun control legislation. We will see, of course, if the Democrats get it. They're not going to consider any of that. This is nothing new. This is nothing new. You know, they'll point to the number of times people actually had to pull the trigger. They won't. They will completely discount how many times people introduced a gun and somebody just ran away. Anybody with half a mind will do something in a self-defense arena where they don't have to actually kill somebody. That's just the way it is. Nobody I know wants to kill anybody. I don't want to kill anybody. But I do not intend to fall to a criminal. And if I can draw and he runs, that's great. I can go over there in the corner and projectile vomit and go into shock and everything else, call the cops and let them know that I just drew down on somebody, giving them a description, and hopefully I might have a chance to have a cup of coffee shortly after that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name
is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line. Don't you get sort of tired? With a celebrity, especially one that appears in film, what I really want is you to be who you put yourself out to be. Right? Which brings me to The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. He tweeted Sunday, as a political independent and centrist, I voted for both parties in the past. In this critical presidential election, I'm endorsing at Joe Biden and at Kamala Harris. As a registered independent for years now with centrist ideologies, I do feel that Vice President Biden and Senator Harris are the best choice to lead our country, and I am endorsing them to become president and vice president, he declared in a very vacuous video smooch session with the candidates. Now, my first question here is, who cares? To become, becoming a star in Hollywood means there's a whole... Do you know how many homeless actors there are in Los Angeles right now? You come out... Now, Johnson, of course, he had a football background, and he became a wrestler, and he has managed to segue into acting. So here's another Hollywood lottery winner coming out as a Democrat supporter. This is not news. Now, the real news would be an A-lister to reveal himself to be a Second Amendment-breathing constitutionalist, but then that heretic, there's probably a few of them out there, we're just never going to hear from them because they would never work in that town again. The reason Johnson is noteworthy is that he has floated the idea of running for president himself, which is troubling, and preliminary exploration shows a critical mass of very thoughtless voters eager to commit citizenship malpractice on his behalf. These deep thinkers would vote for the people's champ over Donald Trump simply because of celebrity worship, when the people that were polled about this had no clues to Johnson's positions on the issues of the day, or on the Constitution, but since when could that ever compete with a human stage prop who pretends to be likable and heroic on the screen? And Dwayne Johnson does stuff for veterans. And he's supporting people who think the people in the military are a joke. Chris, the lesbian in New York City, who described Kamala Harris as a weather vane. I would pay her. I need to find her so I can pay her a royalty, because this is the most apt description of her that I've ever heard. She doesn't know what her position is. She makes it up as she goes. She's looking out to the audience to see what the reaction is to what she's saying. And like the other day, she got out there on stage and went on a diatribe about President Trump getting out there and appointing or nominating Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. And then as soon as she was done speaking, she picked up her notes and left. She didn't take any questions on it. Nobody was able to ask her anything. Now, for those of you who think that The Rock wouldn't stand a chance in an actual political run, think of names like Schwarzenegger and Ventura. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura, muscle-bound Hollywood bruisers who both successfully exploited their screen persona to gain governorships. Johnson has just gone from talking about politics to sticking his toe in the pool. He's now shown some powerful string pullers through this audition, and this is what it was, that he's ready to join the team and use his popularity to carry the ball toward their goals. He also understands and knows how to use their narrative language, emphasizing code phrases like centrist ideologies, and then assigning that to the Biden-Harris ticket. If they're moderate, what must that make anyone to the right of the Democrats but an extremist? And we see everyday examples of how that is further conflated into smears of being fascists and Nazis and racists. So this means that Johnson is signaling to his followers that Kamala Harris was being centrist when she praised the brilliance and impact of Black Lives Matter, gushing, "I actually believe that Black Lives Matter has been the most significant agent for change within the criminal justice system." And that means he's saying it is centrist for Harris to defer to BLM's admitted trained Marxist leadership with its ties to communist China. But then again, you're talking about a guy who rules the Chinese box office. You don't really think the ruling elites believe in the goals of the useful idiot street commies they're exploiting, do you? And if Dwayne is a centrist and Kamala supports BLM, that must mean neither one has a problem with peaceful protests that result in riots and looting and arson and assaults, or even coercing solidarity fists from an innocent Johnson fans who are just trying to have dinner before going to one of his movies. And he's got plenty more where they came from. Here's what else Johnson's endorsement de facto deems centrist. The Biden-Harris gun grab agenda. That means he's on board with banning semi-automatics and standard capacity magazines and scrapping the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act and expanding on prior restraints with enhanced registration, enabling background checks, adding to red flag prohibitions, endorsing state licenses to own a gun, and putting America on the path to ensuring that 100% of firearms sold in America are smart guns. And if you oppose those infringements, guess what? That makes you. Because these are centrist. This guy's another Schwarzenegger in the making. And that's just as obvious to see now as it was then. Before we go, here's a few questions I think that should be asked to Joe Biden about the Second Amendment during Tuesday's debate, or going forward, I guess, because nobody asked, because it was, Mike Wallace, he didn't get to, Chris Wallace, whatever his name is. Does he think, he wants to repeal the PLCAA, and he says it's a protection granted to no other industry, but can you name another industry against which the legal system was being used in this way? Does this happen in the auto industry because some people illegally drive while intoxicated? How about the knife industry, the baseball bat industry, the drug industry, or any other? Biden, when he was a U.S. Senator in 2005, voted against it, and his campaign website explicitly states that he will prioritize repealing the act. He even attacked then-rival Senator Bernie Sanders earlier this year for voting in favor of the PLCAA, with Biden saying that he will not rest until they're able to sue the gun manufacturers. On the other hand, Trump has come out, reaffirmed his defense of not only firearms owners, but the firearms industry as well. And we could ask him this. The assault weapons ban sunset a decade and a half ago. An independent study commissioned by the National Institute of Justice in 2004 determined that we cannot clearly credit the ban when any of the nation's drop in gun violence, yet you want to ban and confiscate these firearms from the millions of Americans who use them for self-defense and sport. Don't real scientific crime studies matter, Mr. Biden? Assault weapon is a term that is politically created. And this is designed to take your commonly owned semi-automatic rifles and handguns and shotguns in a negative light for a purely political reason. And this label entirely disregards the fact that millions of you exercise your Second Amendment right by using these firearms every single day. His website states that not only will he ban assault weapons, but he would also ban high-capacity magazines. He wants to create a registry, and then he wants to, you know, register, but then he wants to use government funds to buy back the assault weapons already in the communities. And he supports confiscation of the most commonly owned firearms across the nation. Trump, once again, does not. I don't have time to ask that question, so. There's a lot of things they could be doing, they're just not doing it. Because this is all theater, I think, to a certain degree, but we'll see what we get as we go further. Just keep the faith, get ready to go vote. On your feet, go to the polling place, physically vote. If we all did that, we won't have this problem. Keep the faith. Back again in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.